In more and more contracting orbits, the whales in the more central circles began to swim in thickening clusters. Yes, the long calm was departing. A low advancing hum was soon heard, and then like the tumultuous masses of block ice when the great river Hudson breaks up in the spring, the entire host of whales came tumbling upon their inner center as if to pile themselves up in one common mountain. Instantly Starbuck and Queequeg changed places, Starbuck taking the stern. "Oars, oars," he intensely whispered, seizing the helm. "Grip your oars and clutch your souls now. My God, men, stand by. Shove him off, you, Queequeg. The whale there. Prick him. Hit him. Stand up. Stand up and stay so. Spring, men. Pull, men. Never mind their backs. Scrape them. Scrape away." The boat was now all but jammed between two vast black bulks, leaving a narrow Dardanelles between their long lengths. But by desperate endeavor we at last shot into a temporary opening, then giving way rapidly, and at the same time earnestly watching for another outlet. After many similar hairbreadth escapes, we at last swiftly glided into what had just been one of the outer circles, but now crossed by random whales all violently making for one center.